Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
As we follow what's happening in Washington, we have Congressman Adam Kinzinger on the phone with us. In studio with me right now is Ryan Burrow. Ryan, I know you've been watching this all day yesterday and today as well. And Congressman just sent out a tweet calling for the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Good to be with you.
Thanks. And maybe you can help explain this to us a little bit. Tell us, we're all Googling the 25th Amendment, at least we have been over the last 2 days. Now, you pointed out that this happens, you know, if a president is put under maybe to have a surgery or something like that, you know, the power is shifted over to the vice president, but it would be temporary. And then, you know, when the president comes to, the power shifted back over. I'm guessing that's not what you're thinking. This wouldn't be temporary. This would run out the clock, essentially.
Yeah, I think, look, here's the reality. The 25th Amendment was written basically for the survival of government, and part of that talks about a temporary transfer of power. Now, it's been voluntarily done in the past. You know, President Bush did it with Cheney. I think maybe Obama did at some point. But involuntarily, of course, has never been used. But I think, you know, the principle of when it was voluntarily used kind of applies here. You know, when President Bush goes under for a colonoscopy and he's out for a couple hours, he recognizes that even though it's only 2 hours, there's a lot that can happen, and you can't leave the head of government unmanned for that short amount of time. Well, what we saw yesterday, you know, from the president both encouraging people, I think, to storm the Capitol, his continued insistence that the election was stolen, and then his after the Capitol was stormed, his statements that, well, this is what you get, basically, for stealing an election. And then, of course, some of the reports we're hearing behind the scenes, you know, staff leaving en masse, it feels like the government is unmanned at this moment. And I think the invocation of the 25th Amendment would ensure that for the next couple weeks, you know, we are under steady leadership while the transition occurs. And that would have to be initiated by the vice president, the majority of the cabinet, and then informed Congress would have to be informed.
And you were one of the, well, you're the first that we're aware of on the GOP side that's calling for this, but it is a growing call that we've noticed in Washington, D.C. Now, would this be, would Vice President Pence become number 46 and Joe Biden be number 47 in that case, or would this just be pulling the president's ability to order the military to do something or create an emergency order?
Yeah, I don't officially know, but I would think it would actually not necessarily make the vice president officially president. He would just take over the duties until at which time the president either contested that, in which case it comes for a vote in the House and Senate, or in which case his term runs out. But, you know, I think, again, you know, we have to understand that there is real anger, and we need to understand what that anger is from what happened yesterday and what caused that. But we have to stand up and quit, you know, embracing some of the conspiracy theories and things that exist in order to have real government, real discussion in politics, and not just lighting a match into a bunch of tinder.
What power does he still have in the next 13 days? Is there something that concerns you about what he is able to do while still in this position?
Yeah, I mean, he has all the power of the presidency, and, you know, while I don't, you know, fear necessarily some rash decision like, you know, the launch of nuclear weapons or anything, there was a lot that, you know, was done yesterday simply by him having that power, you know, the slow response of the National Guard, et cetera, that did real damage. And so, you know, I I'm not predicting doomsday over the next couple weeks, but I think what we saw yesterday is certainly an indication that, you know, our enemies are looking at this too, and they may try to take advantage of this, and it's important to send a different message.
Congressman Krishnamoorthy was on just a couple hours ago, a Democrat, and he told John Williams that you guys kind of have bigger fish to fry right now with the COVID vaccine rollout, with economic stimulus, and trying to get that straightened out, and this might create a distraction over the next 13 days before the Biden administration takes office. I mean, is that fair? I mean, would it be better to look maybe at these issues than focus on President Trump, or is he the major roadblock in getting a lot of these things done?
No, I think, I mean, look, it's, you know, Congress can walk and chew gum. We've passed our bills. Right now it's just time to have those bills executed. Raj's a good guy. Sounds like a political line more of let's just focus on these other things. I think, you know, what happened yesterday is really a massive problem. But I also think we can simultaneously be focused on ensuring, you know, that people are vaccinated, we're defeating this virus, and moving forward with the transition.
Where does the Republican Party stand right now? You seem like you're kind of swimming against the grain, if you will, or swimming upstream, I should say. When President Trump officially leaves office in one form or another, is that going to be a burden released for some of these Republican members of Congress? Or is there a splitting and a fractioning that's going to be very hard to overcome come January 20th?
I think it could be both. I think, you know, once the emotion of yesterday kind of settles down and we get an opportunity to really, you know, get the full story of what happened, why did it happen, you know, what is our responsibility when we swear an oath to the Constitution? And, you know, there will be some, obviously, that, you know, are upset about this. There will be some that are relieved about this. For me, it's just every day I've got to look in the mirror and say, am I doing the best I can? And so I'll take this day by day. I really believe in the Republican Party and the principles. I think we've lost some of those in the last few years. So my focus will be to, you know, restore conservatism to what it really should be.
My last question for you. We just saw that the transportation secretary has announced she's resigned. We've heard more people inside of the administration. Is this just people jumping ship because there's nothing left to offer for the position? Is this telling in any way that maybe they wanted to do that and this was the straw that broke the camel's back, or is there something else going on maybe behind the scenes we're not aware of?
Yeah, no, I think this is legitimately people that are sick by what they saw yesterday. And I think, you know, yeah, it's only a couple weeks left in that position, but a lot of them are like, this is the only statement I can make. And, you know, how do you work for somebody that is basically inciting insurrection when you're dealing with foreign policy, for instance? And so I do think you're going to see more resignations. That's concerning to me because these are people at the helm of government, you know, which is why I think it's so important to have a transfer of power. We all know Pence is competent and move forward.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, thank you so much for joining us today on WGN.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Absolutely.
Take
care.